This is Labor Day weekend. As you probably know, since most likely, unless you'll work in things like retail, you'll be off tomorrow. It's also been, I did the math on this not too long ago, and it amazed me and frightened me all at the same time. It's been 10 years now since the end of the Jerry Lewis telethon. The platform continued for a few more years, but 2010 was the last year that Jerry Lewis hosted a 22-hour telethon. And when you look at his commitment to the cause of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, over the years, over $2 billion raised, which was invested in the lives and the future of children with neuromuscular disease. And those investments have finally been paying off. Still hear the people without the knowledge that say all that money and no cure, no treatment. What's up with that? Well, we've been over the last few years at a point where there's not just been tests or trials, but treatments, which you don't hear about in the news media. FDA approved a treatment for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, one of the most common neuromuscular diseases. They gave approval for vitiligo. It's called an exon-skipping therapy. It's one of three now that's received FDA approval for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And what exon-skipping does in the protein-producing process in a gene, when there's a break in that process, that creates a protein deficiency that leads to a neuromuscular disease. In this case, Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Exon-skipping basically tells the gene, well, skip over that missing piece and keep going, thereby resulting in a greater production of that protein. And when I say that Duchenne muscular dystrophy is the most common neuromuscular disease, one in every 4,000 or so males born worldwide is born with this affliction. It's primarily boys, but in rare cases, it can affect girls. Another approval from the FDA of recent, Risdiplam for spinal muscular atrophy. It's a leading genetic cause of infant death. And as a disease modifying therapy, it's designed to target the genetic root cause of spinal muscular atrophy by increasing production of the missing functional survival motor neuron protein. Most severe form of SMA is type 1, which without treatment results in death or the need for permanent breathing support by the age of 2 for most patients. Zolgensma for SMA, maybe the next one that receives approval. Some of the testing so far, 6 to 60 month old patients and month old patients who could sip and not stand or walk were treated with this drug to determine the safety, tolerability, optimal dose. For this gene therapy, patients younger than 2 tended to see achievement of motor milestones. Patients younger than 6 months of age with the most severe type of SMA that I just mentioned were treated with a one-time dose of Zolgensma. Gene therapy provided significant benefit compared to untreated natural history in survival and independent sitting. These are just some of the examples. There are many more which you can read about at MDA's website, MDA.org. You know, most of us possess the ability to care, show compassion, and the wish that we could make a difference. Sad thing is, many of us falsely believe that we can't make a difference. Jerry Lewis had a platform, and certainly a dedication to a cause. But you know what? I'm willing to bet you do too. May not be as large or as loud as what Jerry had, but you do. Well, think about it. Is there a cause that you're truly passionate about? Could be a charity organization that exists on a nationwide, worldwide basis. Could be a cause that exists right in your own town. But is there something you're passionate about? Good, then half the work is done. Can you give of yourself financially at any level for the cause that you're passionate about? If that doesn't work out in the here and now, then how about some of your time? You might have a lot of that these days. Doesn't have to be every day, or even every other day, afternoon, or helping with an event that an organization is doing. That counts. Because when all these efforts are added up by all of the people who realize that they can do them, a very large difference is the result. The work of the Muscular Dystrophy Association wasn't just Jerry Lewis. It was the tens of thousands of people who worked within and volunteered for the organization and still do, year after year after year. And for Jerry Lewis and all those who played a role in creating what has now become the long-sought-for dream becoming a reality, let's have a little audio tribute to a very special cause led by a very special person.
4 minutes?
Yes.
Well, I'm back.
And?
And we went over the 41-132 just a little bit, but we're still rolling. We still have time, but I just want you to see that, because this time, I think I have it right.
Timpani.
Timpani.
You short,
132. 41-132.
132.
Yeah, so?
You got 128.
No. I got 41-286.
Wait a minute.
289.
Last year was 41. We got it!
Yes!
Holy Christ!
No. Heck.
Yeah!
Holy heck.
41-132. This is 41-289.
That's what I told
you.
Yeah!
Okay. Well, I forgot.
2 and 2 is 4.
Yes.
4 and 4 is 8.
We got it.
But there's more coming. I'll be back. I'll meet you here in a minute.
I'll meet you here in 4 minutes. Okay. I think you're up, Ed. Thank you, Casey.
All right.
I have always appreciated the best. As a matter of fact, Winston Churchill once said, "I am a simple man. I like the best of everything." And I am somewhat like that. I really do. I love quality. And I think that I have the good fortune to have been able to work these last 10 days or so with the finest group of talented musicians that I've ever worked with. Many of them are with us each year. Each year, some depart, new ones come in, but they always are monitored by the quality of those that have been here for some time. They make sure the new entries are equally as qualified. And I say irrevocably, this is the finest 34 men and women that any man would be fortunate enough to say, "I work with." I would appreciate your joining me in thanking them for some job. Lou Brown and the orchestra. I cannot begin to name the wonderful people that help us produce this program. It would be impossible. Once we proceed to go off the air, there will be credits run, and we run the credits of every individual from our set designer to a carpenter or from a painter or a laborer to our lighting director. There are no differentials. The cameramen are super creative people. The lighting guys knock their brains out under hot, murderous lights. The production staff are secretaries. All of the people involved are so good and care so much. And I once learned a long time ago, when my dad was trying to get me to understand the importance of friends, he said, "Show me your friends and I'll tell you what you are." Well, I must be something pretty good to be fortunate enough to be surrounded by the likes of these people that put this program together. I am not only a lucky man, but I am not ashamed to embrace them publicly and to let them know that I feel that. For if I did not do that, then everything else that went before would be a sham. I have never had a hang-up about showing my feelings. And I think that the public wants people to do that more. I think the public is getting to a point where they want quality and they're tired of trash and they want the family factor and they want the man to commit and shake hands and have that honor be the only necessary commitment. No papers and no lawyers. Well, we'll have lawyers to check the handshakes maybe, but we are a marvelous country of terrific people. Proof positive, people that care. They care desperately to bother and to stay tuned for 22 hours in Guam and Puerto Rico and Hawaii and all of Canada and the United States, 100 million some people, knowing full well that the sponsors are here because they love what I'm doing for my kids. But the sponsor would also like you to know that they're human beings with feelings. And if you're going to buy their products, what the hell is wrong with that? That's good. It's good business. Now, the newspaper man says he doesn't like when Jerry says, "my kids." I didn't invent that. I have had kids in the last 40 years come up to me and say, "Hi, I'm one of your kids." Or, "Hi, Jerry Lewis, I'm one of your kids, but I'm not in a wheelchair yet." Well, that's very special. So I began to call them my kids. They started it. They picked the last song that I sing in this program because they wanted those words and they wanted that courage and they wanted to think about walking one day. That's all good stuff. And then you come down to the Ed McMahons of the world who are there for you like Damon and Pythias. I need but get on the telephone and say, "Ed, can you?" And he's there. I'm proud of that too. There you are.
Thank you very much, lady. Thank you.
There you are.
Hi-o. Thank you. Thank you. That's very nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you.
And my final gratitude is the Muscular Dystrophy Association. I am the national chairman, and you will never in your lives meet a man prouder to carry a title. I carry it proudly because it's the finest organization of caring people you will ever know. They care, and it's contagious. And that kind of contagion is good for us. We have converted people with that contagion, and I think that's terrific. And I think you're terrific, and I think the clock tells me I have to sit here and try this. Okay. When you walk through a storm, keep your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky, and this sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain. Though your dreams be tossed and blown, walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never, never walk alone. You will never walk alone. Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never, never walk alone. You will never walk alone. Thank you very much. Good night. Do it. Do it. Do it. Yeah! God bless you all. Thank you.